Good morning. We'll call the Sussex County Council meeting September 11th, 2012 to order. Approve the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. We can amend the agenda today under executive session. We can remove job applicants' qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition, leaving pending and potential litigation.
Entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
You got it.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We had the minutes of August 21st. Any corrections, changes, or concerns about those? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
There is no correspondence.
Anyone in council with any correspondence? Mr. Lawson?
Yes, thank you. First item this morning is recognition of our employee of the third quarter, Ms. Luann Rogers. I'm pleased to announce to council, Ms. Luann Rogers is our employee of the third quarter. She is a member of the Engineering Administration Department. Luann has worked for the county since June of 1980 and has served the residents of Sussex County for over 32 years. Luann started out as a clerk typist and worked her way towards her present position of senior engineer in accounting. Currently, Luann processes all the contractor and consultant invoices for sewer construction projects and assists in preparing quarterly sewer grant requests with Jeff James, Director of Engineering Accounting. She's an invaluable asset and shows courtesy and respect to her colleagues and the public alike. Luann was nominated by Julie Cooper, also in the Engineering Administration Department. Congratulations, Luann. Job well done.
Thank you. 32 years.
When she was 12 years old.
We have a proclamation.
Thank you.
I work with Luann a lot in financing and the contractor bills, and I must say she does a terrific job with all the amount of money that we spend on sewer for all our sewer districts.
I'll go ahead and read the proclamation of tribute. Be it hereby known to all that Sussex County Council commends Luann Rogers, Sussex County Employee of the Quarter, third quarter 2012. Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Luann Rogers on the 11th day of September, 2012. Signed, Michael H. Vinson, President.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You came at a very young age, didn't you?
Oh.
Hold this out here and get a picture.
I was saying that myself.
Child labor laws prevent this from all.
Yeah, don't tell.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Also, we got this little plaque at the clock for you.
Okay.
We're going to put a picture of the councilman here. We're going to let you picture him. Picture though.
Okay, that's fine.
That. You don't want to see that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank
congratulations.
The next item for business is appointments to the Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. The Sussex County Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities is an 11-member panel established by the Sussex County Council to be an advocate for programs and policies that benefit older and disabled residents. The Advisory Committee's mission is to increase dialogue, make recommendations to Sussex County Council, and to give support, assistance, and advice on significant issues and programs that may affect the lives of the county's aging and adults with physical disability and their populations. The committee is voluntary and meets every other month in January, March, May, July, September, and November. Today's appointments consist of 7 current members and 4 new members to the committee. If you don't have any further questions, I have a motion for your consideration.
Any questions of council?
I think we did a good job.
Yep. Please read your motion, sir.
Before Mr. Lawson does, I'd like to, in the interest of full disclosure, mentioned to council and the public that I've made a recommendation of Scott D. Phillips, who is my brother.
Oh.
And he I believe, will be an asset to the county and the citizens they represent. I made several calls to folks and was unable to find anyone interested in serving. And then I remembered the vast experience my brother has. He's had that experience, 30 years in total, working for the rights of those with disabilities, including 4 years as the chairman of the DDDS Human Rights Committee. And it is his desire to continue to serve the citizens of the county, and I would welcome him to the advisory committee.
And he is getting older, right? So we'll have
further experience. Yeah, he's right there with you, I think.
Wow. That old? Mr. Lawson, your motion, please.
Yes. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the following appointments to the Sussex County Advisory Committee for the Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, effective August 1, 2012, for a term of 2 years. District 1, Anna Short, James Mosley. District 2, Ruth Bitterman, Fran Smith, and John Williams. District 3, Larry Savage and Francine Shockley. District 4, Jamie McGee and Penny Orndorff. And District 5, Sally Belmont and Scott Phillips.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Motion of Mr. Cole, second Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Okay. Next item is DLDOT's CTP program request for 2013-2018. During the August 21st council meeting, we presented the draft 2013-2018 CTP for your consideration. As I stated, the county's priorities remain improving the larger traffic corridors, including our east-west routes, which have become increasingly congested and accident-prone in recent years, as well as our local roads, which continue to have increased use and deterioration. The draft CTP was amended at the request of Mrs. Deaver to emphasize enhancing bicycle safety, which is paramount in light of recent tragedies involving motorists fatally striking cyclists on SR1. We urge DLDOT to take the necessary steps now to make improvements along SR1 to ensure pedestrian and bicycle safety is among its highest priorities. Finally, we received a number of comments from the public, which we intend to submit for the record with a final version of the CTP. With your approval, this request will be presented at the State Department of Transportation's public workshop from 4 to 7, Thursday, September 13th, at the South District's office, U.S. 113, South Bedford Street Extended in Georgetown. The public is invited to attend and participate.
Yeah, the reason that I asked for this is because of the serious accidents in the area, and it's being written about in the media and talked about by political candidates, and I think they're right. I think we need to see if DLDOT could take a look at making it safer. Here, the state is promoting bicycle riding, and we've had a lot of bicycle car accidents and deaths on that highway. So I would appreciate if you would, go along with asking that be a high priority. It's a very important corridor to all of us. It's the Lewis down to Dewey Beach corridor.
So more of a bicycle issue?
Well, we have to do something. We're going to have to light it up better, or maybe prohibit bicycles, which I'd hate to see. But it's dark, and two folks were walking across where their bicycles recently got hit by a car, killed just recently. Yeah. And I think that was a straw that broke the camel's back here. Just too much, too many. Bad reputation, so we need to improve it.
I was a little hesitant until you just said, possibility of restricting bicycle use.
There's a lot of possibilities, Vance. I'm just saying take a look at it.
And lighting it better certainly would be an option. I just don't want anything done that would inhibit traffic, the automobile traffic. And it's very important that those cars are able to get through there quickly.
I agree. Okay. I agree. I just want them to look at it. It is dark. It was dark when that accident happened. And those two folks were not doing anything other than trying to get across the highway. We can, DLDOT can do better, do more crosswalks and more lights at the bare minimum.
And lights you're talking about for
overheads.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not only that.
Not traffic.
Not only that, no. Not only that, folks are telling me that if they had more overhead lighting, those flashing electronic signs wouldn't blind them so much as they are now. they come up on you and you're driving down the road and woo, it's a big white sign, it's flashing in your eyes. Not a good thing. But if they had more overhead lights on the highway, it would be better. So
Okay, I have a motion. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the Delaware Department of Transportation 2013-2018 Capital Transportation Program request as presented for submittal.
So moved.
Mr. Phillips, any question on that motion?
Yeah, and I sent around, these are 11 articles that I copied from the news about all the different accidents. Everyone here has a copy of that, and Robin has a copy.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Caldwell?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Okay, thank you. Finally, the administrator's report for September 11th, 2013. Item number one. Please be advised the Advisory Committee on Aging in Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet September 17, 2012 at the Sussex County West Administrative Complex in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda is attached. The guest speaker at the meeting is Denise L. Weeks Tappan, Esquire Planning Supervisor, Delaware Division of Services for Aging in Adults with Physical Disabilities, where she will be speaking on the Delaware State Planning on Aging years 2012 through 2015. Second, attached, please find the statistics for the fire and ambulance call board for August 2012. There were 18,324 total calls handled in the month of August. Of those 911 calls in August, 78% were made from wireless phones. Item three, as you will see from the attached engineering department fact sheet, Bayville Shore South Phase 2 and Warrington Creek Phase 4, otherwise known as Sawgrass, reached substantial completion effective August 22nd and August 4th, respectively. Item number four, on September 29th, the Delaware Aviation Hall of Fame will hold its 2012 inductee ceremony for Mr. Newt Tindall of Georgetown, who will be honored. Mr. Tindall flew 25 combat missions during World War II in B-29 bombers as a navigator. Mr. Tindall was also the lead navigator on the flight of 500 B-29s over the USS Missouri during the Japanese surrender. Members of council and the public are invited to attend the ceremony, which will be held at the University of Delaware's Clayton Hall in Newark. For more information, visit www.dahf.org. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Webb.
Okay, today I have a extension of a utility service agreement between Georgetown Airport Center, LLC, a state of Delaware corporation, and Sussex County. We entered into a utility service agreement in 2010, and a copy of that agreement was attached in your packet. The agreement was for the county to provide sewer, water service and water fire protection to the King Farm Industrial Park. Sussex County will provide these services, but not in any of the facilities within the industrial park. However, the facilities that will be built there in the future will be built to Sussex County standards and specifications. The county will not perform any of the operation and maintenance activities within the King Farm other than reading their water meters. And 2 years ago, when we entered into this agreement, the county engineering and finance department established these rates and fees that will cover the county's costs. The original agreement contained a 2-year term, and both parties desire to extend this agreement until September 29, 2014. The extension of the utility service agreement has been reviewed and prepared by our attorneys. The term of the agreement shall commence on the date of execution and terminate on September 29, 2014. All other terms and conditions contained in the original agreement shall remain in force and effect, and the extension of the utility service agreement shall be incorporated into the original agreement and made part of the original agreement set forth.
Any questions from council? You have a motion as well?
Yes, I do. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council President is authorized to execute the proposed extension to the existing Public Works Agreement with Georgetown Airport Center, LLC, in order to continue to allow Georgetown Airport Center, LLC, to transmit sanitary sewage from the King Farm Industrial Park through the county sewer lines for treatment and disposal by the town of Georgetown, and to continue to provide water and fire protection service to the King Farm Industrial Park as presented on September 11th, 2012.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any question on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Old business, Mr. Lang. Morning.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
We have one item of old business this morning.
to application conditional use number 1936, the application of Chester Townsend IV, to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a food vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, parcel containing 1 acre more or less, lying north of Route 26, 0.2 mile northeast of Road 342, also known as Sandy Lane Road, and being identified on the tax maps as 134, map 11, parcel 3. The Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on July 26, 2012. Before you have received earlier a copy of the report on July 26th of 2012, there was a motion by Mr. Ross, seconded by Mr. Burton, and carried with 3 votes to defer action for further consideration. On August 9th of 2012, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith asked the commission if they had any concerns, added that the business has been given a violation for the site and a previous site, that the applicant filed this application to bring the business into compliance, that he is concerned about signage advertising the business in the area with small signs along roadways and even in the marsh near Vines Creek Bridge, and that he is concerned about parking in the front yard setback. Mr. Ross asked Mr. Smith if he needed more time to work on a motion, and the commission discussed the signage issues. On July 26th of 2012, motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration, and that motion carried 4-0. On August 23rd of 2012, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Smith stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1936 for Chester Townsend IV. For a food vendor in an AR1 agriculture residential district based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this project is located on Route 26, which is appropriate for a small takeout vendor of this type proposed by the applicant. Two, it is in the vicinity of other business uses in the area, including landscaping, restaurant equipment sales, daycares, and similar businesses. Three, the use will be limited to takeout seafood. The applicant is a local commercial fisherman, and this proposed use is an extension of his commercial fishing operation. Four, this is the fourth summer season that the applicant has conducted business in the area. They originally set up a commercial site near the Vines Creek Bridge and desire to relocate their business onto the property owned by them that is the subject of this application. Five, this recommendation is subject to the approval of the Board of Adjustment for the use of the mobile home type trailer for business purposes. And six, this recommendation will allow the applicant, will allow the applicant to continue his local business with conditions and stipulation regulating the use so that it does not have an adverse impact upon neighboring properties, the community, or area roadways. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a takeout-style seafood vendor. Other than a few picnic tables that currently exist on the site, no additional seating shall be installed for food service. The existing picnic tables shall be shown on the final site plan. B, the use shall be seasonal, operating from April 1st through November 1st, with hours of operation as stated by the applicant of Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. C, there shall only be one lighted sign on the site not to exceed 32 square feet in size. This limitation on the number of signs includes a prohibition against sign cutouts, pictures on replicas of various types of seafood, including lobsters, crabs, shrimp, etc. No feather flags or freestanding signs of any shape or size shall be permitted. The location of the 32 square foot sign shall be shown on the final site plan for the property. D, the entrance shall be approved by DLDOT and noted and depicted on the final site plan. E, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. F, no parking in the front yard setback shall be allowed. The designated parking area shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. G, this recommendation is contingent upon the Sussex County Board of Adjustment approving the mobile home type structure for a business. And H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Smith, seconded by Mr. Ross, and carried with four votes to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Johnson abstaining. And Mr. Johnson wasn't present during the original public hearing.
I got just a couple questions. The DLDOT approval, has there been any applications? Are you aware of that? Have they made any applications with DLDOT?
I'm not aware. The only comments we have from DLDOT were the comments we received so that we could proceed with the application and references of the support facility.
All right. And then how about, are you aware of any application made with the Board of Adjustment? Has there been one filed there yet?
No, they really can't file until they resolve this issue.
Okay. And signs, I think they were out of compliance. They had just too many signs up and down the roads. Is anybody aware if they're in compliance with their signs?
I haven't checked with the inspector since
the
public hearing or since the decision.
Okay. They're just – what would happen if they get approval today? What if they don't make any application with DLDOT or they don't make an application with Board of Adjustment in a timely manner? Is there a time frame that
– they would be in violation for conflict of the – approved stipulation.
When would the county then, go and say, hey, you've got to make these applications. What's going on here? You just can't keep operating because.
As soon as you make a decision in the positive, probably tomorrow, before the end of the week, there'll be a letter sent to the applicant describing exactly what steps he needs to take and what agency approvals he needs.
Okay.
He's already aware that he needs to file an application to the Board of Adjustment.
Right, but let's just say 90 days, 30 days, whatever goes by, and no applications may do. Are we aware of it? Are you the county or?
The inspector will be keeping an eye on that project.
Okay, because I didn't know if we should put in here maybe that applicant shall be required to make applications to DLDOT and Board of Adjustment within the next 30 days.
It could be. It could be a stipulation. What happens is,
because we lose track of them
to start with.
Pardon me?
They're violation.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So we can't just let them sit for the 3 years that the conditional use approval would be valid, because they're still in violation. So we would have to keep an eye on it and make sure they're progressing with their applications.
Well, I know some things get lost in the shuffle, with everything. So I think we might want to put in there, maybe, gentlemen, just put applicant has 30 days to make applications with agencies that are required. That'll at least we'll have a process now in place that there's a time frame, and that's something we probably ought to do with everybody anyway.
So what I would suggest there, if you want to do that, you add it to G.
G.
Which is the recommendation is contingent upon a Board of Adjustment approving the mobile home type structure for a business, and it could include that the application to the Board of Adjustment shall be filed within 30 days or this conditional use is void.
Right. Okay. That.
Otherwise, they can continue in business.
Well, it just nobody knows.
They're continuing in violation anyway.
Right.
Everything's complaint driven sometimes, and until somebody says, "Hey, what about that place?" We don't know, and DLDOT will get down there and require them to come into compliance with DLDOT.
If DLDOT grants approval of the use of the property based on the site plan that's submitted to them, they give them so many weeks to get the entrance completed.
Okay, so you'll get...
And they require bonding for the entrance.
Okay, so after this, you get the letter to DLDOT. DLDOT then does all that. Okay. All right, I think then, would you say G?
Yeah, G is page 3 at the bottom.
Right,
G says, this recommendation is contingent upon the Sussex County Board of Adjustment approving the mobile home type structure for a business.
Okay.
And you could add the application to the Board of Adjustment shall be filed within 30 days of this approval.
I'd like to make a motion to amend G to include that wording.
No objection.
Got a second?
Somebody second.
I have a motion, second by Mrs. Deaver, to under the planning and zoning recommendation, the calling conditions, item G, and then you would add the terminology that they must apply for Board of Adjustment within 30 days. Is that right?
Within 30 days of this approval.
And the other thing on signs before we vote on this, I don't know if this is the right time, but on signs, you say the inspector will get back on them with signs because
has been.
Okay.
There's
looks like C pretty much covers up with signs they can use except
if they're,
sign.
Yeah, I know, but it like
if
I say,
if it's a banded sign, we can remove it.
Okay.
Without any, okay. Without even question.
Okay.
We took several pictures of signage along Route 26, even a replica of a lobster or a shrimp out in the
stuck out in the river. Yeah, in the river. Because if other people start seeing that before you long, we'll have all kinds of signs stuck in the river. And okay, let's we want to make sure then the inspector keeps on that. Okay, all right.
All right, we need to deal with the motion that we have now to amend G to stipulate they have 30 days from, if this is approved today, 30 days to apply for the Board of Adjustment. Any questions on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, it'll help us keep track of this.
Oh, yeah. We'll be doing it. Cole. Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now then, anyone choose to make a motion to approve the application?
Yes, so moved. With the stipulations.
Motion, Mr.
As amended.
Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CU-1936 with the reasoning and the conditions as placed by planning and zoning. Any question on that motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, I think we did a good job. Planning and zoning did a good job on this, worked hard on it. And with the conditions as amended, I'm voting yes.
Cole? Yes. With the conditions, I think it will be okay.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, with the conditions, I believe that'll take care of the concern.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, I vote with P&Z.
I also, with the conditions as placed by P&Z, think it makes good sense to do this. I'll vote yes, motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Grant request, Mrs. Webb, we have one.
Just one today. The Milton Historical Society.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my district.
Yeah,
we've been very generous to them, and but I think that's a $2,000 grant would be appropriate for this purpose. I'll make that motion. $2,000 out of my council.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Phillips, to grant the Milton Historical Society for various programs $2,000 from Mrs. Deaver to Council Matic Fund.
Sam, you want to put any in? It is.
Any question on the motion?
Get a vote.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes also. Motion carried.
A lot of history lovers in your district.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Rudd?
Yes, Mr. Vincent, there are a couple. One is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from LI2 Light Industrial District to an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1.91 acres more or less, and that is change of zone number 1722, filed on behalf of Robert and Patricia Robinson.
With this,
what district is that in?
I'm sorry, District 1.
Oh, sorry.
Hmm. I'll introduce it.
The next ordinance is in District 3, and this is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a public service building used to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 4.35 acres more or less, tax map identification 2/3514-122.02 and 122.04, being a conditional use number 1947, filed on behalf of Cheer, Delaware.
I'll introduce it.
Mm-hmm. So David introduces it.
Those are the only two.
Additional business brought before council, Mr. Guy, we have none. Okay, that's unusual. Mr. Lawson, are we able to go into executive session now, or is the timing not right?
Timing's not appropriate right now, unfortunately. I don't believe our attorney is present.
Okay. We will entertain a motion to recess until 11 o'clock for our public hearing on military Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Phillips, to go into recess until 11 a.m. Any question? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're in recess till 11 a.m.
Boy, that was quick. That was fast.
I got time to answer the polls.
Have you what?
You got any?
You got 22 minutes, Sam.
Yes, you do.
Do some phoning.
Go put your shirt on and run around.
Go stand, stand in a circle and just wave like they do in the city.
Do the wave.
I'd help you, but I got a bad.